deja. Sí, güey. Momento.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, it's Mario giving you a call back, brother.
Hey, Mario. Appreciate that, man.
No worries, brother. So, Chris, I forgot where we left off at. You were, you know, telling me about the services that you provide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. So, handyman, you know, cleaning, power washing.
Okay.
Yeah, I can even do cabinetry.
Cabinetry, okay. Y también dices que puedes salir allá fuera de Stratford, ¿verdad? Puedes ir a otras ciudades. I mean, you're willing to travel?
Yeah, I can travel for the right price, yeah.
No, obviously you're not going to travel for 100, 200 bucks, you know what I mean? Doesn't make any
exactly.
sense. Gas prices nowadays.
Yep. Well, yeah, I'm willing to travel.
Okay, perfect. And then, I'm not sure if I asked you this, brother. I just want to confirm. You are able to pick up more work that we send it your way, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. That's one of the things that we're looking for. So definitely a premier candidate for us. Now, Chris, are you working alone? Do you have a crew? How are you operating?
No, right now it's just me.
It's just solo. Okay. So let me ask you a question then. Let's say we send you a project that's a little bit bigger. I mean, are you able to get your hands on help, or how would you operate there?
Yeah, I got a lot of guys, carpenters and guys that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
They're not necessarily my employees, because that's a whole other issue.
Gotcha.
But they will help me out, you know, so I'll pay, you know, I'll charge the right price. When I look at the job, I'll calculate, all right, I need, you know, 2-3 guys, this is how much I got to pay them for the day. And then they're basically a 1099 contractor, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they'll do their own taxes, I'll do mine.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good then, brother. All right, here, let me note that here on the account very quickly. Okay, perfect. And you said you
actually got two guys working today for me.
Well, you do. Okay. All right, but you're taking all the work, right? You're not subbing anything out at this point?
I'm not subbing out, no.
Okay, all right. That's what I wanted to know as well.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then did you get that email that I sent over to you, brother?
Oh, yes. Let me get that. All right. Now let's open it up. Okay, so it's like the sample website,
yeah,
right?
It's a sample of the site, correct. So right on the headline where it says Handy Masters, that's where it would say BX Handyman Solutions. And then right underneath that is where we would list all the services that you render the public, right? Anything that you offer the public, we would list it on here. Like this company, they do kitchen, bathroom remodeling, handyman services, home repairs, you know, from drywall, stucco to flooring and so forth. So cualquier trabajo que tú le ofrezcas al público, eso lo ponemos nosotros en el website. Okay.
Yeah.
Y si tienes fotos de los trabajos que haces, we'll put those on there as well, brother. Okay. So
gotcha.
You have any pictures, we'll list them on there. As you can tell, mm-hmm. our websites are very, very nice, very legit, very professional. So aside from putting you on the first page as one of the top recommended options, we'll launch a website for, BX Handyman. How about social media, Chris? Are you on any type of social media?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
But
okay.
I do have somebody that works a lot in social media, so I'm going to have them take care of that.
Okay. No, the reason I'm asking you this is because part of the service that we offer, we work directly with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So we would actually – are you on Facebook yet, Chris, or not yet?
Nah, I don't do social media.
You don't do social media. Okay, that's perfectly fine, brother.
Yeah.
What we would do is that we work hand by hand with Facebook because Facebook's associated with Google. So we would actually help you build a profile for BX Handyman on Facebook, and then we would actually promote that for you and run ads on Facebook for you. And then there's no additional charge for that. It's already included within the service. Okay.
Gotcha.
And then the last platform that we would list you on, Chris, is Apple, right? Apple is also associated with Google, so we would list you on Apple and Apple Maps. Anyone that uses an iPhone and does searches through Safari, you would also be listed on there as well, brother. Okay?
Gotcha.
And now let's get down to the question of the that everybody wants to know, the price. that's what, you know, it's funny because they're like, hey, man, it sounds wonderful and I want more work, but what's the price? The price is actually quite reachable, brother. It's quite affordable. It's $299 a month, man. That's it. That's all you would be paying. $299
okay.
a month. The only thing that you do pay the first month, and this is for anyone that puts their company on that first page of Google across the board, it's a $99 setup fee. But you only pay that the first month. Okay. Every single month is going to be $299. There's no contract, and that's what people love. It's no contract. So it's month to month, Chris. What does that mean? It means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time, brother. But let's be honest, man, this is the first page of Google, right? I mean, if we're keeping you busy, I promise you're not going to want to cancel. You know, because at the end of the day, what matters are results, you know?
Exactly.
Now, all right, so you say you're willing to travel, you know, quite a bit of a distance. When you say a distance, what mile radius? Can you give me a rough mile radius of how far you're willing to go?
I can do 50 to 60 miles.
50 to 60. Okay, so you're looking at about an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then, Chris, what's your last name, brother?
Rey Salazar.
Oh, man, it is me. It is mi pariente, brother. I mean, yo también soy Salazar.
Oh, nice.
De parte de mi mamá. I mean, my dad's last name is different. It's Molleda, but my mom is Salazar.
Yeah, my mom, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Ciudad Juarez, bro.
Juarez, okay, yeah, no. My mom is from Monterrey, from Nuevo León.
Okay.
You know, so it's a little bit different. Hey, I'm assuming that, you know, porque si tu mamá es de Juarez, pero tu acento, I mean, you must have grown up with los dominicanos then, huh?
Yeah, so all my cousins on my dad's side, que son dominicanos, que siempre estaban en casa. Estamos con ellos, so yo me crié con ellos. And then at 18, me vine para Nueva York.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up,
okay.
I spent more time, you know, con lo caribeño.
Okay. Yeah.
Than I do. But when I visit my grandma in Mexico, I don't even realize that I change it because I'm like, oh, wait, what? My wife's like, oh, wait, you went back to Mexican. I was like, hey, went in Rome.
Yeah, that's when I heard your
accent. Oh, yeah, and my wife's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you know what? Tengo un amigo que se llama Junior, que también es de Puerto Rico. And I always tell him, hey, Junior, where are you from, man? He's like, Puerto Rico. And I was like, how come you don't pronounce
Puerto
the R, brother? He's Anyhow, man, sorry to jump off topic, brother. Okay. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google, Chris, that you're open and available to take the work from customers?
So, yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Monday.
You know, I may even do some Saturday work.
Okay, Monday through Friday. Then what are the times, brother? Like, what times would you want it to show that you're open to take the phone calls?
Oh, for the phone calls? Yeah, you can put from 7 to 7.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's actually a pretty good schedule. Okay, perfect. And then what type of payments are you taking in from customers, Chris?
Right now, cash, Zelle.
You doing checks or no checks? Okay, perfect.
I'll do checks as well, yeah.
Okay, bear with me 1 second.
And soon I'll get the app for the credit card.
For the credit card, okay. I was just going to ask you that, right? You beat me to the punch there. Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. Okay, and then I can list you as bilingual. Is that okay, brother, Spanish and English?
Yeah.
Okay, perfecto. Mira, el día de mañana, que es Friday, Chris, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT guys, our IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. They're the guys that handle all the back-end work, right? They, people that put you on Google, that do the Facebook, that put you on Apple. Yeah, they're the guys that will build the website for you. What time tomorrow would you be available to spare 30 minutes of your time, brother?
You know, let's do, we do 12 o'clock?
A las 12. Déjame mirar si tienen esa disponibilidad. Yeah. Our IT guys. Let me just verify before I say yes to you, and then, oh, yep. Oh, wait, 11:30. Let's see, 12. Yep, 12 is open. All right, so I'll put you in for 12. Okay. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Yeah, I'm almost done here, brother. I promise, and I'll tell you this, man, very straightforward. It's going to be different for you, man. I'll tell you that. I mean, you're going to definitely enjoy the services on Google. And it's not about, you know, even enjoying them, brother. It's about being busy at the end of the day. And that's something that we can definitely help with.
Mm-hmm.
I necesito crear un password for the account. This is in case you ever call us, we call you. We have to verify that we're speaking to you and you alone. There's three security questions that you can choose from, brother. Whatever answer you give me will be the password for the account. That'll be your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
So we'll do a pet's name.
Pet's name? Okay, go ahead.
Shakira.
Okay, that's a little different. Okay, Shakira.
Yeah, my mom actually named my dog when I was a kid. The dog was yellow, so.
Go figures, huh?
He could hear a moment. I was like, all right.
All right. So, Takira will be the password for the account, brother. And then I'm really sorry that I'm asking you this again. Mm-hmm. I just had the system prompt me to verify with you, so I'm sorry if I sound repetitive. If you start receiving the calls from the platform on Google, taking on more work should not be an issue, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then you do have access, Chris, obviously, to cray91@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I just send you the email. Okay, just needed to verify. All right, you'll get the confirmations there in a couple of minutes while we're on the phone. And then to get the ball rolling, brother, the company allows you two separate ways to pay that monthly service charge. You can either do it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
Okay. Right now I have to do the personal card because they haven't given me my EIN number.
Oh, okay. Keep in mind that later down the line, you know, because I think you're going to be with us for a long time, as long as, of course, you know, we're sending you work.
Yeah.
Pero puedes cambiar tu tarjeta en cualquier momento, y a veces te digo que it's better that you put the company one. Only because you can use it as a deductible, right? Because you're investing the money for your work. So, you know, just as a heads up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting on the state to give me my stuff or the IRS.
Ah, okay, okay. No big deal.
Yeah, because as soon as they give me the number, voy directo al banco.
That's right. Okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, Chris, la tarjeta tiene que decir exactamente the same name or else our system won't accept it. So, does it say Chris Rey Salazar or como dice la tarjeta, brother?
Yeah, you guys double check. Pretty sure that's how I have it set. Yeah, Christopher M. Rey Salazar.
Okay, so it's a little bit different. So let me fix that here. Christopher R. Salazar?
No, M. My middle name?
N. Okay, so Christopher and then the letter N, and then the last name will be Salazar.
It's sale Ray-Salazar.
Okay, hold on, let me fix that on here. Ray-Salazar. Okay, Christopher N. Ray-Salazar. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's right. M. De Michael.
Oh, M. De Michael. No, N. De...
De Michael, yeah.
De Michael, gotcha. Okay, Christopher M. Rey Python Salazar. Okay, and then
Miguelón.
That's my Believe it or not, that's my nephew's name, Miguel, and that's what we call him sometimes, porque está gordito. They're like, hey, Miguelón.
Yeah.
All right, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, brother?
This is a Visa. Yeah, Visa.
Visa. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, all Visa card numbers start with the number 4. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that, and then I'll get that confirmation to your email.
Yeah, so it's 4400.
Okay.
6676.
Okay.
2837.
Okay.
1274.
1274. Perfect. An expiration date, Chris?
11/28.
And the last thing will be what's called the CC code, the last 3 numbers located behind the card.
Yeah, 895.
895. Okay. All right, brother, bear with me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. Okay? Stand by for me 1 second. Okay. Yep. Oh, one last thing. What is the billing address associated with the card?
It's 954 Wells Place in Stratford, Connecticut. I think it may have third floor or apartment 3 on it.
Okay. I have a zip code that came up for me as 06615.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Permíteme un momentito. Okay. While I'm doing that, brother, I just got to read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap things up here. And then just make sure that tomorrow at noon, you don't miss that call from the IT guys. Te digo que es importante because, I mean, the service, you know, we want to make sure we get the ball rolling on time, you know. And what happens is if you miss that call tomorrow, sometimes we have to reschedule with our IT guys, and sometimes it can take a day or two before we can find them available. So just please try to do your best to make sure you don't miss that phone call. Okay? I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. I just got to read this to you. It's really brief. The reason behind this is that we have you in a discounted pre-agreement, Chris, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, brother, can you please verify the name of the business?
VX Handyman Solutions, LLC.
LLC, perfect. Muchas gracias. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Christopher Rey Salazar, owner.
Muchas gracias, brother. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of VX Handyman Solutions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing information you provided, the credit card. It is yours, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Chris, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails.
I agree.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as a premier channel partner to Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today, okay? Your initial payment term will be processed today, which is June 5th. The total, again, is $299 with the $99 setup fee, which you only pay this month. So the total today is $398, and then every month moving forward is $299. Now, this is important, brother. Keep in mind that your next payment will not be due until July 5th, and that this is not a contract, Chris, all right? So when I say that to you again, always keep in mind that you have the option to stop or cancel the service after the first month if you're not satisfied, okay? I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case, brother, but I have to let you know that that's a right that you have, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me get everything processed, and then we'll wrap it up here. Thank you for being patient, by the way, brother. But believe me, man, te va a valer la pena, man. Y te lo digo, you know, because I've been doing this with Google for some time. So, all right. Bear with me here. Y cuando te mandan eso del IRS, brother, no sabes.
No sé, because it's processing. They told me 7 to 10 days, so today is actually day 9 or 10. So,
oh man, I'll tell you this much, man. When it comes to
tomorrow,
guys, yeah, when it comes to these guys, you should definitely, you know, si no te llega, llámales right away, man. Be on their butt, you know, like, hey, you know, I need this, I need this done. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be calling them if I don't get it by the end of the day today.
For sure, 100%. All right. En un momentito, brother, te van a empezar a llegar correo electrónicos. You're going to start getting emails saying, welcome to the company. You know, different emails. You're going to get quite a bit of few of them welcoming you to the company. There's going to be one in particular, which is the first one you're going to receive, Chris. That one, it's going to say initial invoice. It's going to have your invoice, obviously, your receipt.
Yeah.
On that particular email, there's going to be three little boxes that you have to fill in, and I'll tell you what they say. I haven't sent it yet. It's processing. It's going to say that you give us permission to call or text you only when we need to. That all the information you provided today, including your card information, is yours, and that the next payment is done recurrently on July 5th, and then right underneath that is going to have your name, and is that going to ask you to type your name in on the box. So that does two things, Chris. It's going to allow us to lock in that $299 rate for you, and it's also going to give you access to our dashboard. El dashboard es donde tú vas a poder mirar cuánta gente se está metiendo a Google y te está llamando de Google, cuántos clics estás agarrando de Google, cuántos leads estás generando de Google.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to see all the back-end stuff that we're able to see. We're going to give you access to that. Okay? So you will be able to see that as well.
Yeah.
So there's two things. If you have two or three minutes, brother, I can walk you on how to get that filled in. It's really simple. That way, when you get a call from our IT guys mañana, you have it done because they're going to ask you to do it anyways. Or you can do it yourself later, whichever you prefer, brother. I mean, normally I like to help my clients. That way, when they get a call tomorrow, it saves them about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. But if you want to do this later yourself, lo puedes hacer después, como tú quieras.
No, I got time now. Lo podemos hacer.
Sí, sí, no, I'm saying, pero hay gente que a veces dice, hey, estoy poquito ocupado, lo hago yo después solo, pero normally if I have people on the phone, I tell them, hey, man, let's get it done, get it out of the way, so, you know, that way when you talk to the IT guys, they'll see that it's done and they move into the next step. So, all right, let's see here. Okay, it's processing now, so give it, you already got quite a few of them. That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
So the one that you want to look for, brother, by the seat, Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's the one that you want to open up. Let me know when you see that one.
Yeah, I got that one open.
Okay, so when you open that, it's going to say, hello, Chris. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Right underneath that, what you're looking for, abajito de ahí, va a decir, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay, click on there, brother. Once you click on that, what we're looking for is your phone number, brother, towards the bottom left. Let me know when you find your number. Y abajito de tu número de teléfono van a estar las tres cajitas. You can go ahead and read them. But again, we're very transparent here, brother, so it's exactly what I told you. That you give us permission to call your phone number, that you know you're the authorized cardholder, and that the information is complete, and that you acknowledge the payment is going to be done recurring, and that won't be until July 5th. So, once you click on those three little boxes, como unos two or three sentences down, you're going to see where it says signature, your name, and it's going to say Christopher M. Ray hyphen Salazar.
Yeah.
Okay. Right underneath that, it's going to say click here and type your name as seen above. You got to type your name exactly how I put it on there, brother. Si no, no lo acepta. Once you do that, you hit confirm. Yeah. If it doesn't allow you to hit confirm, because sometimes you can't go all the way to the bottom, you got to turn your phone sideways.
Gotcha. Ahorita.
If you did it correctly, brother, te va a llevar a otra página donde te va a decir, welcome to Local Splash, y te va a decir, te va a pedir un username y un password if you did it correctly.
Yeah.
Okay, you're there already?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. Well, brother, let me be the first one to say, welcome to the family, man. Welcome on board. You know, we look forward to definitely establishing a long-term relationship with BX Handyman Solutions. We'll have the first platforms ready and set to go, which is the website, the Facebook, the ads, the Apple. That'll be up and running in about 7 to 10 business days. What takes us a few weeks is simply to get the verification done with Google. Google simply wants to know, Chris, that you're a legit company, right? They don't want to put somebody on the first page, que no sea legitimate, but you have your LLC, so that helps a lot. You know, ya está registrada la compañía. So, nomás te pido que seas un poquito paciente. Esto no se hace de un día para otro, but we're going to move along pretty, you know, quickly. So, again, brother, you know, thank you, man, for the opportunity. Like I said, you know, and you know, the results are going to speak for themselves, bro. You know, so, again, we look forward in establishing a long-term relationship with you, brother. Just do me a big favor. Make sure you do not miss that phone call tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And if you have any pictures saved on your phone or your tablet, try to have them handy so you can provide it to the IT guys, because they're probably going to need those, you know, to give you an idea of what they can do on the website.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll work on that tonight. I'll get them ready. Quick question, bro.
Dime.
Como tengo el website con Page Hub, ustedes me notifican cuando eso está. Because I can cancel them.
Sí. When we do the new website, I mean, mira, si tú tienes acceso al domain, ¿verdad? Y pero creo que no lo tienes, porque PageHub, lo que ellos hacen, bro, and I'm going to be very straight with you, ellos no te lo quieren dar porque lo usan como un scare tactic de para que no te vayas de con ellos, ¿verdad? Te dicen, no, si tú lo quieres, te tienes que quedar y te vamos a cobrar tanto. And I tell people, hey, you're not attached to nobody, man. Like, you know, so, si tú no tienes el domain, entonces nosotros te hacemos un new website con el nuevo domain, y nosotros te notificamos as soon as we have that running and going, that it's all set up. Obviously, our IT guys are going to work with you because we want to make sure que el website quede también algo que te guste a ti.
Yeah.
No. So yeah, we'll definitely notify you. Once it's up and running, Mr. Salazar, we'll let you know when that's done. Y así tú ya puedes cancelar con esta otra compañía. You don't gotta keep paying them, brother.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna keep paying them. If I don't be on the front page, then
yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. But hey, brother, again, you know, welcome to the family. Yeah. Welcome on board, man. Make sure you pick up that call 12 o'clock tomorrow. Y ahí estamos, brother. Cualquier cosa, te voy a mandar mi número y mi extension personal. Me llamo Mario. I'm one of the supervisors. If you ever need any help, brother, I mean, whatever I can do, I'll be more than happy to help, brother. I mean, I can't tell you that I know as much as our IT guys, because I'd be lying to you, bro. You know, if I told you that, you know, I know all about the content and how to make this and how to, nah, man, esos para eso fueron a la escuela, man, you know, pero, en lo que yo te pueda ayudar, and if I cannot, if there's something I cannot do, I promise I'll get you to the right person.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
Okay, Chris, again, thank you, brother. I'll let you go so you can get back to doing your thing, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.
All right, thank you, bro.
All right, brother, have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay, brother, bye-bye.
Bye.